Alice Usaro Kurekezi remembers those dark days and the daunting questions of how Rwanda would move forward. A human rights lawyer, she spearheaded an effort to have the rapes punished as a war crime in 1997, and she co-founded the Center for Conflict Management in 1999. You had the majority of the dead, men, she says, the majority of the fugitives, men, the majority of the prisoners, men, who will run the country, end quote. Out of tragedy, necessity, and pragmatism, women, up to 80% of Rwanda's surviving population, stepped in to fill the leadership void. Aided by women's civil society groups, lawmakers have introduced some of the most women-friendly policies in the world. In 1999, overturning tradition, women officially were allowed to inherit property in the absence of a will, making landowners of rural daughters who've been disenfranchised in favor of their brothers. Other reforms enabled women to use their land as collateral to obtain loans. Women were granted the right to open bank accounts without their husband's permission, further encouraging financial independence. Girls' education was prioritized through efforts that allowed more of them to attend college, and incentives were created for girls to study traditionally male-dominated subjects.